Track 14, Skincare for the Carers. COVID affected us all in different ways. For doctor and artist Liz Murray, it also led to a new venture.
You took a break from medicine in 2018 to open an art gallery. What happened?
The gallery was a huge success and helped raise my artist profile. Unfortunately, family matters intervened, and I found myself pregnant after a long road of infertility and was in hospital for several months. We had to close the gallery so I could take a year out to recover and care for my premature son, who was born with a genetic disorder.
When COVID struck, you returned to medicine.
Life has funny ways sometimes. COVID struck just as I was in a position to return to work, but with the call for doctors to return to help the NHS, I returned to A&E. Being on the front line was a raw, soul-seeking challenge that had a profound impact on everyone witnessing things firsthand. From an artist's perspective, it inspired a whole different direction of work, but also seeing the damage the PPE was doing to many colleagues and my own skin, it inspired me in a new direction career-wise.
Tell us about your new business.
I began training in aesthetics in A&E. Aesthetics is a beautiful blend of clinical medicine, procedures, careful anatomical knowledge, but also a degree of artistic flair and a good eye. So many people have struggled with their mental health and self-image through lockdown. We've all been affected. Being able to offer a service where I can help rejuvenate the signs of aging that many of us have suffered prematurely this last 18 months is really rewarding. Aesthetics is misunderstood. There are some whose personal care has suffered through COVID and they need help getting their confidence back. Unfortunately, we have so many unqualified practitioners in Norfolk, but few with the right medical experience to provide a safe, professional approach.
You offer a particular service to healthcare staff. What is it?
The acne and skin damage caused from masks as a result of 12-hour shifts in full PPE has left few people unaffected. I run skin clinics and prescribe the right combination of medical-grade products to address the severe acne. Women in their 40s and 50s who never previously had acne now feel like teenagers with their skin, and it is mentally draining. I offer a discounted service to NHS staff to help with their PPE-related skin problems, as there are little thanks for what the NHS staff have gone through, and I'm trying to help in my own way, knowing firsthand what it has been like. To have lasting scars on our face should not be accepted.
How is life away from work?
I enjoy writing, continuing to paint, spending time with my two children and two dogs, getting lost in Sandringham or along the coast. It's important to treasure the simple things in life and take a moment to ensure balance.
What's your favourite bit of the county?
Brancaster Beach calms my soul and helps me find peace. On summer days, sitting on the dunes with my golden retriever, watching the waves, feeling the sun on my skin, I can easily forget anything there.